Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Yes, if you want to find out about that toy drive, we just had Cody Walker in here and Sean Lee and Wing and everybody for this winter drive happening tomorrow in the City of Industry. All of the information websites right there at HeidiandFrank.com. Mm-hmm. There's a link, so you can just go ahead and click on it and see where you can go. It's going to be a hell of a car show tomorrow.
That's what you got to do.
God, I think I just embarrassed myself.
You did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. With Cody Walker.
Yeah.
With Paul Walker's brother. And then Johnny starts talking about the Eclipse that he drove in high school.
Oh.
Because he saw, Fast and Furious.
Like, no, I had it before Fast and Furious came out. And then they came out with it. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, that's the same car I have. I mean, it didn't look the exact same.
Paul Walker drove an Eclipse.
Yeah, in the very first one, he had a Mitsubishi Eclipse. And so I tried to, model my car after that car. And I went to go see it, the first Fast and Furious, 50, 60 times in the theater with my buddy. And we used to peel out of the parking lot.
That's
we
what he's telling Eclipses. Cody. He's like, yeah, I used to have an Eclipse. Yeah. I used to peel out of the parking lot.
I guarantee he's never heard that.
I know, right? And then I live up in Santa Clarita.
I know. Brought up the spot where his brother was killed.
Johnny!
He goes, I drive by that spot all the time. And then I stop and I say a little prayer.
Oh, my God. I was like,
I'm just over here just chowing my burrito.
I feel like I'm not paying attention. Oh, my God.
How embarrassing.
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know, because it's such an important thing in my life. Like, that, I do that. My daughter's got gymnastics class right next to the place.
You don't bring it up to Cody, though.
I know. I was very... But it's like, that goes through my... That's like in my... His brother is in my mind.
Yeah, we were all thinking that when he's like, I'm Paul Walker's brother. Like, we all thought about Paul Walker and how he passed away. And it's like, and then you brought it up.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my God. This is so awkward.
I know. Oh, Heidi, you would have been mortified.
I would have left. I can't do that.
That's when I miss you not being here. You would at least ran interference or something.
Johnny, shut up. Just Johnny. And in my head, I'm telling myself, Johnny, just shut up. Stop and I didn't.
Like I said, I was just over here eating my burrito.
A delicious burrito.
But, I was just...
Oh, my God.
Just keep eating. Just keep watching this. I mean... For lack of a better word, keep watching this car crash.
Oh, dude.
I said, for lack of a better word, basically, I don't know, it was a...
Go with train wreck.
Go with train wreck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in this case.
My God.
Yeah, definitely embarrassed myself. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, hopefully, if he ever gets a chance to come back on the show, he will.
No, he
and not
won't.
Be like, no, I don't want to be bothered like that again.
I mean, that's like, you would never go up to... Oh, you know that hospital your grandma died in? Mm-hmm. I passed that, that hospital where your grandma died of cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I pass that every day.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I used to stop in the parking lot and say a little prayer for your grandma.
Yeah, your grandma, where they took her in right there, the ambulance to the emergency room doors right there, where she, right there where they took her in there. I pass that all the time.
Yeah.
Where your grandma died. Isn't that crazy?
I gotta stop. I'm not gonna do
You would
anything.
Never.
Yeah, let's get Tina Cobain in here. It's like, I went to that same ammunition shop. Got me some 12-gauge shells one time. I was gonna go squirrel hunting. And I think it's the same Winchester. Yeah, I stop out and I drive by
you
that.
Would never.
I drive by that ammunition shop all the time. You wouldn't say that.
No, I know it was stupid, but
oh my God!
Nice to meet you, Tina Cobain.
At least I didn't start doing movie quotes and stuff.
You might have been better
off.
Just do movie quotes next time.
You almost had me. You never had me. You never had your car.
909 saying, hot mic, guys. Yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah, this is a show right now.
Don't be talking about this stuff. You've got a hot mic, guys. You thought this was background conversation.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing that's background.
No, this is show,
this is it.
Sadly.
This is it.
I don't think he's listening anymore. They want that in the hall.
Bet he wasn't even listening when you started saying
that. Oh, I know.
He was probably like...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He gets it all the time, right?
Get me out of here.
I didn't embarrass myself too much, I don't think.
Can we get my machine working at some point? Can we get the engineers back in here so I can get my machine working? And then figure out what the hell's happening with, the volume, if anyone's actually checking on that.
On it.
I know it's all fun and games, but it's actually a job. Try to keep it.
Yeah, Johnny.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad to make it look so easy. It's an actual job. Do it. God damn.
Oh, man.
All right. Because Wing just stopped by, and the California Love Drop, I mentioned how it was supposed to be for the personal protection equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to hit something so I can hit?
Hey.
All right, I'll move on. All right, it works.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Johnny. See how easy that was?
Johnny on the spot. Not that spot.
But I don't think he meant for California Love Drop. I mean, he didn't have any idea where it was going. It's probably supposed to be a temporary thing. It's like, okay, once, you know, I'll jump in here and help the community during COVID, and then I'll, you know, be done. But then it just kept going, and it's been going for years now, because, like I said, it started at the beginning of COVID. And so they've done a lot of good work. But is there anything that was supposed to be temporary that became permanent for you? Where it's like, you know, this wasn't my plan, but... I mean, like, you, I need radio.
Yeah, it was. It was my B plan. I went to college for radio because I wanted to be an actress. And my mom goes, I'll tell you what. Instead of going to New York or L.A. to be an actress, just get a degree and then do whatever you want after that, but at least have something. And so I did. I got a broadcast journalism degree.
Yeah.
And
but this was never what you wanted to do.
This was B plan.
You
this
always
was,
wanted
was,
it.
Make my mom happy, you know, get a degree, do radio, lead to something else.
Wanted to come out to L.A. and get an agent, and then
I was gonna be
she's
agent.
Got
Lee
an
Roberts.
Agent before she did. So
she's
I mean,
got an agent before me.
I guess, you know.
Yeah. I always think of that with people, though, that, like, when you mention this, the first thing I thought of, Frank, not me personally, but I think there are people who had, like, a hookup or, like, a booty call.
Maybe a COVID
relationship. And then they actually got married. Like, it was supposed to be temporary. We're just, like, hooking up with each other, and then...
Yeah, it's supposed to be just a pandemic fling, and then now you're married.
Yeah. Booty call!
No, we're just like messing around, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's like, well, this was supposed to be temporary.
Yeah, we're all in the lockdown, but you're kind of a lockdown in an apartment complex, and it's like, well, we can't go out to the bars and pick up. Hey, you want to do it?
Yeah, you made your little pod with somebody, and now you're married.
It's
supposed
baby
to be temporary.
Dick.
There's that, too, where I basically didn't plan on getting her pregnant. Supposed to be
right,
temporary.
To be temporary. Just...
Now look, we got three kids, because that first one.
Yeah. Did it two more times after that.
Oh, man.
I think there's a lot of that.
714 goes, I think his brother would appreciate that people are still thinking about his brother and praying for him. Johnny, you did good.
No.
Well, I think there's a way.
Thank
yes.
But you should have been here. I mean, that was awkward.
Yeah. In the moment, yeah.
I said something like, wow, Cody, that's really great that you're keeping Paul's, you know, what he started, keeping that going. You know, that's the way to say. Hey.
Yeah, Mike says movie quotes have been way better, you goofball. Johnny's inner voice needs to be Corey telling him to shut up, Johnny.
Shut up, Johnny.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Burn that in your head, Johnny. yeah, anything, well, it something that was like temporary, supposed to be a little one-off, and then kind of became a permanent thing.
That was like you and your wife. That sort of happened with you and your wife.
No, that was never supposed to happen. I'm kidding.
Oh. Where you're just like, yeah, we're messing around and, you know. Yeah. Then got her pregnant, then didn't know that, then got back together just to meet your daughter, and you're like, oh, I was a banger a couple times, and then she gets pregnant again.
Well, you know, I'm potent.
Now
like
you're married
that.
To her.
Now
you got
I'm married to her. Now you got grandkids with her.
It was just supposed to be a, good to see you again sex.
The things that were like supposed to be temporary, is that this is your destiny? It's like that you had no control over that because
maybe.
Even though your idea was it wasn't going to be permanent, but
right.
It ended up being something that was permanent, and that's just your destiny. So whatever idea you had, that's funny.
Second.
That's
this
funny you
destiny?
Thought you had control.
This is my destiny.
I mean, when it's radio
or
Oscar-winning actress, yep.
Yeah.
This was your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Never dreamt of it, never
mm-mm.
envisioned it,
nope.
Never manifested it.
Huh. Text coming in is, at the request of my best friend in high school, I agreed to go on a blind date. My friend and her date got into a drama and hated each other before the night was over, and my blind date and I bonded over talking about their drama. Now we're married. Like, this is blind date when he's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. 840 AC/DC tickets. See,
woo!
You stuck around for a good reason. 818-955-2955. AC/DC in Vegas. Caller 40 is going to win those tickets. And then you'll be in the running for that two-night stay at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino and $150 gas cards. Looking for caller 40 right now. 818-955-2955.
Excellent!
It's your destiny.
It's like the great smoke out. or maybe you weren't supposed to smoke. Maybe you got a role, like since talking about acting. It's like, yeah, I got a role in a play where I was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I smoke 3 packs a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess that might be a little bit more feasible. Not my choice. It's like, yeah, I didn't take any narcotics till I got shingles, and now it's supposed to be a temporary thing. Prescription narcotics, but now I kind of like them.
No, you don't. Don't I'm even kidding. Joke about
I,
that.
I don't. I
mean,
I don't like them that much.
How can you not?
I'm only popping like 20 a day now. No, just relax. I'm not. I'm not Brett Favre.
How
are you?
20?
I'm kidding. I'm totally.
How is your shingles now? I mean,
horrible. Not horrible, but I mean, it's like I was talking to my mother-in-law. She had shingles. And but she didn't have them on her head. She had them like on her side. A lot of people just get them up, popping on the side or down her arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, when did they actually go away? She said, oh, no, I still, year and a half later, I still have pain like the down my arm. And it's like, you know, a year and a half? She goes, yes, it'll become your new normal. Like however your skin probably feels right now, this is how it's going to feel forever. I'm like,
no.
Oh, great. That's fine. That's awesome, I guess.
Well, how do you know when you can go get the shingles vaccine then?
I think my lesions are gone, so I can go and get the vaccine.
But the pain is still there.
I don't understand.
Yeah. What was supposed to be a temporary thing, I thought, is now going to be lingering forever.
Oh my God,
well, I guess this depends.
So what is the vaccine going to do? I thought, like,
maybe I won't get a breakout again. No, I still need to get it.
You still do?
Yes. You do not want it. Go get it. I mean,
I want to get it, but I'm scared that I don't know when because I don't want to get it and then
you're not going to get it. It's not the damn flu shot. It's the old type of virus.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's
dead
and then
the COVID vaccine. I got sick as a dog. I got the booster. I got sick as a dog.
I'm telling you, you would rather get sick than get shingles. You wouldn't be able to handle it. There's no freaking way. I know you, and my wife's like, I don't know if I want to get it. I'm like, seriously, honey, it'll take you out.
Mm-hmm. I've had horrible pain. I can handle it.
No, you have no idea. This is different. Whatever you
had. I had a broken spine. I've had pain. I know what pain is.
Just think a broken spine wouldn't hurt if it was broken.
Trust me, it hurt.
It's like, do people, who break their legs and their legs can't work anymore, do they still feel their legs? No.
Well, I mean, I had a broken spine that worked. Listen, I wanted to jump off a building. Trust me.
Well, then you don't want that pain again. I'm telling you, it's comparable. This doesn't go away. Like I said, every follicle in my hair hurts. Like people say, you're touching your head a lot, Frank.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, yeah, I feel every single one of my eyebrow hairs painfully. Damn. Every one of them. I want to yank them all out. I want to get trichinosis. Lingering. So what was supposed to be temporary and just lingered forever. Like this show. Some people gave it 1 year. It's been 13.
I know. Yeah. Well, some people said it wouldn't even last a year.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are going to see AC/DC in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Yes, you are calling. Hey! Congratulations. Now you're going to be in the big running for the grand prize, which is that two-night stay at Mandalay Bay Resort and $150 gas card. So I did this yesterday with, I think, a guy named Ray, and he won, and he couldn't name a song from AC/DC. So what's your favorite AC/DC song, and you better name one?
Center Square, Thunderstruck.
Okay, don't do Thunderstruck because that's what Ray said. And that was the first the first song when you Google them is Thunderstruck. So name another.
Dirty Deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Deeds. All right, I will accept it.
I saw them in
Dirty
Pasadena.
Deeds done? The last how are they
round.
Done?
Oh, you saw them at the Rose Bowl?
I saw them at the Rose Bowl. Kicked ass. They kicked ass.
Yeah, I was there. Emo was there. Yeah. I want to go out and see him in Vegas. So it's like AC/DC and you're also in Vegas. I mean, it's like, what a weekend. So congratulations, Mike.
Exactly.
You stay on hold and we'll hook you up with them tickets. All right. text coming in. Heidi, listen to Frank on this one. He is completely right. I got a very mild case of shingles a couple of months back, and it was the most horrific, uncomfortable pain. You do not want to get it. It's like having lightning bolts in your arm and armpit, which is where mine were located. Get the shot. You really don't want shingles. And it took 6 months until it completely went away. Yeah, I guess that varies. Like my mother-in-law, it's been a year and 3 months, 6 months it could take.
All right.
The spots went away, but the numbness and tingly lasted for months. So, yeah, you don't, I don't want to be sick for like a weekend. No, that, I don't think you will. Like, it's not the flu shot. This is, and I think it's only good for 10 years. You got to get it every 10. It's like when you're 50, get it. 60, get it. 70, get it. 80, get it. Because it can't be 80 and getting it. My dad had it.
Oh, he did.
And he was like probably in his, the later years, like probably when he was 80. And can imagine.
I'd take you out.
And he had it on his face and his head, too, and in his eye, like the same place that I had it. So, yeah, I probably should have done it then. Somebody asked me soon after that. Like, you can get your shingles on? I mean, I'm fine. I don't need that. No.
Oh,
worst decision I ever made.
So your advice
Well, second.
Is go get... Third.
Well, I mean, if I look around the room, I want to keep counting.
But you could. You could.
Somebody who said something that was temporary or supposed to be temporary ended up being more permanent. I filled in for my sister at her job when I was 14. 32 years later, I'm still working there.
Oh, my God. We have a winner.
I'm now the project manager for the County Park and Recreation Department. Oh, wow.
That worked out. I mean, if you like your job, I guess. Obviously.
My husband of 20 years had an affair. I ended up meeting the husband of the woman he was having an affair with, and we decided to have revenge sex. It's now 7 years later, and we're married, and they only lasted 6 months.
Whoa. Oh. Hell yeah.
The affair couple lasted 6 months, and they're still together.
You know what? We'll show them.
7 years later.
Great.
That's a really odd way karma worked out there.
Yeah.
So those two could meet each other? So the soulmates could meet each other? You have their current mates meet and have sex behind your back just so you could meet someday? Come on, karma.
You could do better.
do better. Yeah. Why'd you have to do that first part?
Mm-hmm.
714, this is from Jesus, Heidi. Heidi has capitalized no idea regarding shingles, 3 exclamation points. So there's everybody's saying, get it. Get it.
Okay. Maybe this weekend.
Do not wait. Did anybody try to go California sober where you just get stoned all the time instead of drinking and then you never drink again? It's like, well, now I'm just a stoner.
Smoke weed every day.
Don't even see the desire to drink anymore.
There was a little while I was like that, but I just love drinking.
Because they say in Booze News, a study found that going California sober, where you only smoke weed, might help you drink less. And it's not clear if it works long term. So they basically just got people stoned. Why can't I get involved in that?
Where's that study?
Because you never answer your phone.
You have to smell guys' armpits and smell that they've eaten garlic. Do they smell better?
You got to pick up those spam risk phone calls, Frank. You don't know what kind of lab's calling for you to participate in a study.
They basically got people stoned, didn't make them drink, but made booze available. So it was just out. And the highest people
are you high?
Drank 27% less.
Well, Frank, can you speak to it?
I mean, obviously,
I can't speak to it. Can you speak to it where you haven't had anything to drink, but you got pretty stoned, and you're like, I'm good. I don't need to drink tonight. I'm good. I'm content. Where you're like, there's just beers. I'm not drinking them. There's whiskey. I'm stoned.
Man, it's tough. Because I do love the crossfade.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people, I mean, plus that'll probably take me out. It's like, okay, that's when I'm, what happened after that?
Yeah.
So probably should just stick to one.
But if you're sitting, I guess I'm picturing you sitting at home and you just did a big, you got stoned and you're sitting on your couch watching a show. You're not also getting up and making a cocktail. Or are you?
After the cough medicine or before?
After the Vicodin. In between the weed.
After the oxycodone?
Yeah, okay. Oh, the oxycodone, yeah.
Whatever. No. I fall asleep too easy now. I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 8:50, and so coming up is Stay or Go at 9 o'clock, and I guess we got some special guests coming in for that as well. I have the band name here. Someone's going to try to see if they have what it takes to be in the music business. And based off this publicity photo, wow.
Uh-oh. Let's take a look.
I haven't heard this. See, that's the thing about Stay or Go. We don't hear the music mm-hmm. before it's played. We hear it for the first time, just like you, and then we give our own idea of what we think about the performance and if they should stay in the music business or not. But it's really up to you. 818-955-2955 to vote for Stay or Go. And don't forget, at 9:40 in the next hour, I saved a pair of Manat tickets just for somebody who just, instead of participating, just randomly, you know, call up and be caller 40 at 9:40. I'll give you that cue to call then at 818-955-2955. Coming right back. We're out of here, Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.